Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing GPs and private work with guest Dr. Leke Esong, NHS GP and founder of the Gut Health Medic. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. Right, well, if I could start off, could you please introduce yourself and what you get up to in your job?
All right, so hello, thank you for inviting me. My name is Leke, I'm a GP and functional medicine doctor. And I'm sure the first thing people think is, what's a functional medicine doctor? It's a form of alternative or complementary medicine, looking at the root cause of disease and not just treating symptoms. So it really focuses on prevention and root cause medicine as opposed to just symptomatic treatment.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So my first question for you today is, how did you get into medicine?
It's medicine. Oh, my dad was a surgeon. So I grew up in a medical household. So yeah, it just came by osmosis, probably. I'm not a surgeon, but at least still in the medical field.
That's absolutely brilliant. Did you end up having like maybe a different career path that you would have taken, or was it definitely?
I think I realized surgeon was too busy. So I thought GP, I like variation. So I thought GP was the next best thing, but actually GP is actually so busy. It's probably worse than surgery, I don't know, depends.
So my next question is kind of, what advice would you give to doctors just starting out?
Good one. I would say, one, keep an open mind. So listen to patients. Patients might tell you things you don't know. So medical textbooks haven't got all the answers. And I'd say take care of yourself. It's so important.
Oh, definitely. Thinking a bit, so when you first started out, what was something that surprised you when you started as a doctor?
Surprised me? I think the body is quite resilient. So it's not easy to die. I know it sounds weird. Yeah, your body has very numerous coping mechanisms. So yeah, your body's quite resilient.
Cool, that's really interesting. So obviously, you know, before starting the interview, I did a bit of research into you. I wanted to ask, you know, what prompted you to kind of branch out into the private sector, as I saw that, you know, you do stuff not just within the NHS, but obviously outside as well.
Yeah, so that was due to necessity, probably. So many years ago, I developed really strange symptoms, gut symptoms, aches and pains, being tired all the time, pins and needles in my fingers, really vague symptoms. So I saw different consultants and different specialties and had all the tests you could imagine, and they could never find anything at all. So I thought something must be missing. I did actually just live with it. I just thought, the best people can't find it. I'm just probably a strange person. When I started the GP training, I realized there were lots of patients in the same boat. So that even spurred me more to look for answers. So that's how I came across functional medicine and researched everything I could find. And then I got quite good at it because I then healed myself after seeing lots of practitioners and reading everything I could find, going to different conferences. Then I thought, I think I'm onto something here. I can help other patients. And that's how I started Gut Health Medic. And yeah, to help patients with similar vague symptoms, typically chronic disease, things which GPs can fix, things which consultants can fix.
That's amazing. So obviously you've kind of founded that over your own issues, which is, you know, not necessarily the best way to start off with a business idea, but then you kind of find almost a gap where actually not all of the things are simple to diagnose, which is a shame, but unfortunately. But at the same time, it's great because you've actually come to this realization about Gut Health Medic and helping other people. So obviously you've mentioned it. Could you go into a bit more depth about what it is, how it can help people, if anyone is looking for help with that?
Yeah, good question. So when I started about 3 years ago, I was quite lucky. The demand was quite high. So I've actually got about a 6 month wait now, unfortunately. And after COVID in a way, I would say helped me. I mean, because people developed really strange symptoms from COVID, I think. And I think the prolonged lockdowns also maybe increased people's stress levels in a way. So I had lots of demand from that side of things. And then the GP work also increased exponentially. So I was actually struggling to cope to do both things. And that's why I'm trying to launch online courses now with certain pre-made courses which can help people. And that way more people can be helped. And then I still run one-to-one consultations, but I'm hoping the courses will be able to cater for a larger audience. But yeah, anything with gut symptoms, aches and pain, stress, craving, poor immunity, tired all the time, that sort of thing I deal with.
Well, that sounds absolutely brilliant. So, I guess my next question is a little bit more on the boring side, I guess, but obviously, creating the service is almost, it's kind of a private service. How have you found starting out in the private sector as a doctor? Because obviously, I know some people are probably very interested in developing or even just doing their own practice eventually and moving maybe away from the NHS.
So how do you start? I think just do it like Nike. No, so once there's a gap in the market, or there's a need, then you can then fill the gap. So what's the question? Yeah, how do you do it practically?
Yeah, I guess just kind of, how you found trying to go into private, was there any kind of like roadblocks or anything?
All right. Yeah, that's what you mean. Yeah, so when I had the idea, I thought, okay, how do I get started? So look for a company name. And most people go for a logo, but then that's the least important thing. But people think a logo gives you identity. And then you've got to look for a website kind of builder. And you get the website going. And then the most difficult part is getting patients. I think it's called in marketing client acquisition. That's quite difficult. In the NHS, the government give you patients. You just got to see them. You're not looking for a patient. In the private sector, a patient is, you've got to attract patients by content or by word of mouth or whatever, blogs. So it is more difficult from that point of view because you need to attract a client. In the NHS, as long as you're in a catchment area and there's a GP there, that is it. And then you've got the issue of billing, and then website hitches here and there. It's a whole different world, actually, the private world. But yeah, once you can get a client, then that's the most difficult part done. You just got to then deliver a service.
Oh, definitely. Have you had any memorable lessons that you've learned over the last 3 years running your business that you can maybe share with us?
Memorable lessons. Yeah, always deliver what you promise. That's important. Timekeeping, very important. Very clear notes. And communication is very important. Most patients with chronic disease, you need time for them to heal. So it's very important to let the client know. It could take a few weeks, it could take months, it could even take years. So that's very important. And what else? I think those are the main ones. There are probably other ones I can't think, but I'll let you know. That's when it comes into my brain.
That's absolutely fine. Could you tell me a bit more about your book, which is the How to Stay Ahead of Your Doctor and Influence Your Health? That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, sure. So when I learned all these different techniques of vitamins, minerals, microbiome, all these things from functional medicine, I thought, gosh, I think I should share this knowledge. And so I wrote the book. But also I thought, how can I help NHS patients get the best out of GP consultations? Because I think there's a disconnect between what patients expect and what GPs can provide. And I saw that ever since I started GP training. We've got 10 minutes, but a patient could have 40 symptoms. If it's just one thing per consultation, then they get a bit stumped. And also, I think 10 minutes by nature causes anxiety some patients because I think I've got 10 minutes, I'm not organized, I'm going to mess it up. So I've gone through how doctors diagnose disease, how doctors think about stuff and how to present your symptoms using a simple mnemonic. So little shortcuts to help patients. And that way, you help the doctor get to the right diagnosis as well. So it's very important. So I also included a chapter on how the NHS works, because patients don't seem to know. Patients sometimes say, I can't get hold of a GP. Well, if you call out of hours after six, for example, I've got friends who don't know about out of hours. They don't know it exists. So I've kind of mentioned that in the book, and other allied health professionals like opticians and audiologists, there are other things you can access without coming to see a GP. And I've got a part how the body works, for example. So there's quite a lot in there. I think it's really a good book to empower patients, because the way the NHS is going now, we'd need to empower ourselves even more, because we're depending on doctors and clinicians to do all the work. It could take a long time. So, yeah,
Oh,
it's
that
making the
sounds
patient
brilliant.
step ahead. Yeah.
Definitely. I think that's quite interesting as well because if you're able to feel more prepared for the appointment or you've gone, okay, I want to talk about this symptom, which is the most worrying or concerning for me, then it's great because obviously you can almost kind of get to where you need to be faster in the long run as well, because then it might help give hints, or even if you end up doing your own research a bit, just could it be this, this, and this, and then it all narrows it down quickly for a doctor because there's so much to consider under the entirety of the umbrella of how a human body works and how it can also go wrong or have an issue. So I think that's amazing. Have you had much feedback about the book? Like, what have people said after reading?
It's all got 5-star reviews, so that's
Cool.
something.
Very
And I've
nice.
got emails saying, well done, this is such a good book. We wish we had read this book, 10 years ago. So yeah, it took me 6, 7 years to write that book. Actually, it took a long time. So yeah, it better be good. Yeah, I've had such good feedback. I'm quite pleased.
That's very good. And well, obviously it's taken a while, but it's obviously very thorough because it's just nothing but 5 stars, which is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. Moving on then, I guess, is there anything that you would like to plug or anything you'd like to kind of leave like a lasting thought?
So I'll be launching online courses in the next few weeks. I've got courses like how to boost your immune system, which many people are having difficulties with now, how to stop sugar cravings, how stress affects your gut and overall health. And yeah, keep an eye on the website guthealthmedic.co.uk, or you can find me on Instagram at guthealthmedic, or TikTok. I'm trying to get on there at guthealthmedic.
Sounds brilliant. Actually, I've got one last question, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, if someone listening maybe is experiencing some gut health issues or overall just feeling just not quite themselves, what would you recommend the first step they do, whether it's maybe some foods they could try or what would be your first tidbit of advice?
Oh, easy. Cut out processed foods.
Oh, okay.
So that means, yeah, so refined vegetable oils, that's quite bad for you. Lots of sugar, including fruit juice, 100% fruit juice, same things, all loaded with sugar. Gluten, I'll cut that out, and processed dairy, pasteurized dairy, that's quite bad for you. That's the first step. Once you do that, then you can concentrate on the whole foods and then fine-tune it. But the first step is to get rid of processed foods, yeah.
No, that's very sound advice, actually. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to come on here.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Thank you to my guest today, Dr. Leke Asong, for talking about his journey as a GP and his business, The Gut Health Medic. If you're interested in a consultation or his course, please visit www.guthealthmedic.co.uk. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.